이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 찾고 있는 학생을 고르세요.
Good afternoon, Linda. You're now a third grader. Have you made any new friends?
Yes, Mr. Park. I'm so lucky to have such good friends. Everybody is very nice to me. My homeroom teacher, Ms. Gresham, is a great teacher as well.
That is very nice. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, what brings you here?
Oh, I almost forgot. Ms. Lee sent me to get Terry from your class.
Terry? Let me see. Oh, Terry is over there.
Who? You mean the girl picking out books?
No, Terry is a boy. He is right by her.
Did he just come into the classroom?
Yes, that's Terry.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르세요.
I don't like driving in bad weather, especially when it's raining.
This isn't so bad. This is nothing compared to the rain we get in Texas.
Really? Isn't Texas hot and dry all year round?
No, we have all kinds of weather in Texas. In summer, the temperature climbs as high as 39 degrees Celsius. You can almost fry an egg on the sidewalk. And in the winter, some places get very heavy snow.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Watch out! This road is narrow and slippery. Be careful! We don't want to spend the next few days in the hospital. Anyway, when do you think we'll arrive in New Orleans?
Not before midnight.
Then why don't we stay in a hotel tonight?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't think the weather is going to clear up anytime soon.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르세요.
Hello, Fusion Jazz Club. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to ask a few questions about this weekend.
Sure.
Are there any live music shows this weekend?
Yes, we have an Italian jazz singer. He's performing Friday at 9 and Saturday at 11.
How much is the show?
It's $20 per person.
Oh, that's too expensive.
If you have a membership card, you can get a 10% discount.
Oh, okay. I have a membership card. I'd like to reserve 2 tickets for Saturday night.
Okay. Can I have your membership number, please?
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 현재 시각을 고르세요.
Thank goodness it's Friday.
What are you going to do tonight?
I don't have any special plans.
Do you want to go shopping with me? I need to buy a gift. Would you like to help me pick out the gift?
Sure, but do you have enough time to go shopping?
The mall closes at 8 p.m. We have plenty of time before it closes.
Okay, sure. And how about going to the movies after shopping?
That's a good idea. The new movie Sprinter is playing. Joel is in it.
Do you know when it starts?
There is a show at 9 p.m.
We have 2.5 hours.
I think that's enough time to shop for a gift. Let's go.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Hello, Miss Wilson. This is Fred.
Oh, hi, Fred. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm on Jeju Island.
Jeju Island? Wow, that must be fun. Are you there with your family?
Yes, I'm with my mom and my brother. We are here to visit my grandparents for the vacation, but my father couldn't come. He had to work.
I see. How is everything there?
Fantastic. We are going to see the beach volleyball game tomorrow, and we're also going to the botanical garden.
Sounds like you're having fun. I'm looking forward to seeing your vacation report when you return to my class.
Actually, that's why I'm calling you. I've just finished the report, but couldn't send it to you because I left your email address at home. Hello?
Henry, are you all right? I have been worried about you.
Why? What's wrong? I'm all right.
Didn't you feel the earthquake?
What earthquake?
I was watching the news, and they said that Florida had an earthquake. It didn't hit your area?
I was so busy with work that I didn't notice it.
Was anything damaged at home?
Well, now that you mention it, I think a few chairs are out of place and some files were knocked from my desk. But other than that, everything is fine.
I'm so relieved to hear that you're all right. I don't care about the damages.
Hello, I'm Lisa. I am a native English speaker. I have a university degree in teaching languages. I've taught in Asia for several years.
Hello, my name is Michael. I just graduated from college with a degree in science. This is my first interview, which is why I'm so nervous.
Hello, I'm Helen. I'm 19, and I'm working part-time as a secretary. I'm taking a course in computer programming after work. I prefer working alone in a quiet atmosphere.
Hi, my name is Jack. I'm a mechanic and know a lot about cars. I've worked at this workplace for 5 years. I love to take apart machines, then assemble them back.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I've worked as a sales manager in a big company. I moved to Los Angeles with my family last year. I'm looking for a company where I can do the work I used to do.
What happened to your knee? Did you fall down?
It's a long story. I was in an accident last week.
What accident? Why didn't you tell me?
I'll tell you now. I was driving back home last Thursday, and suddenly something hit my car. I couldn't see what it was because it was too dark, but I just remember it was something huge.
Oh my gosh! Did the ambulance come?
I don't know. I must have fainted. All I remember is that when I woke up, I found myself lying on the floor of my bedroom.
Your bedroom floor? And not the hospital?
Turns out I had been dreaming and fell off my bed.
That is so funny. So it was all a dream?
How did you like the food?
Your cooking is excellent. I've never had such delicious bulgogi before. Where did you get the recipe?
I'm glad you liked it. I got the recipe from a cookbook. It's called Famous Korean Cooking. This is the book.
Oh, wow. I like this book. The instructions are very easy to follow. I think I'm going to get one for myself.
I'm going back to the bookstore to buy a few more cookbooks this weekend. You can come with me if you like.
That would be good. Let me know when you're going, and I can meet you there.
Sure. I have dessert ready, too.
Mmm, good dinner and dessert. Let's make a toast. To good friends and good food.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
10번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 것인지 고르세요.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to congratulate you for successfully completing this past assignment. All the robbers were arrested on the spot. All of you did a great job. We have another assignment given to us today. Please open the folders in front of you. The man you see in photograph 1 is Jack Stevens. He's been selling an enormous amount of illegally obtained gold. Be very careful. This man is dangerous. He shot a federal agent last year. Next is photograph 2. This is Bill Regal. He's the one we really want. The Mexican police had arrested him last year, but they had to release him because they couldn't find solid evidence against him. I've told you again and again never to miss important appointments with clients. And I told you to pay special attention to Mrs. Peterson.
I tried to call her, but I couldn't get through.
We've just lost a valuable client because of you.
It was not my fault. She's the one who didn't answer the phone.
I will not accept any more excuses. Frankly, you've brought this on yourself, and I don't feel sorry for you. You're fired.
I'm sorry. I promise I'll work very hard. I'll never miss an appointment again.
You say that all the time. Do you know how many times I've heard you say that?
12번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하는 것을 고르세요.
The National Mobile's electronic company has been closed since last week because the employees and the company have not come to an agreement regarding the new contract. Union representatives say the workers will remain on strike until the company agrees to a 10% wage increase and improved health care benefits. One company employee said, Actually, I can't afford this break from work right now, but this is for my future and my family's future. If my kids get sick, I can't even afford to take them to the hospital. It is the largest company of mobile phones in the country.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 주장하는 것을 고르세요.
What are all these parts on the desk?
The computer I ordered just arrived.
Are you having trouble with the computer?
Yes. Have you ever put a computer together before?
Yes. It shouldn't be too hard if you just follow the instructions.
I can't understand the manual. They use so many technical terms, so I just went with my instinct.
It takes time to get used to those technical terms, but as you keep reading the manual, it gets easier to understand.
Thanks. I'll give it a try with the manual.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 주말에 하지 않은 일을 고르세요.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good. On Friday night, I went to a ballet show with my new boyfriend. He is a professional tennis player.
How about Saturday?
Well, in the morning, I watched TV, and in the afternoon, I went to the movies with Jessica. We saw Titanic.
Don't you have a French exam today?
Yeah, I do. That's why I was studying all day on Sunday.
15번입니다. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않은 것을 고르세요.
Hello, this is Lisa calling from OK Company. May I speak to Mr. Lee, please?
I'm Mr. Lee. What can I do for you?
Mr. Lee, I'm calling about the order you placed on March 3rd. I'm sorry, but the item you ordered is temporarily out of stock. We're expecting more to come in, but we understand if you would like to cancel the order.
How long is the wait?
Unfortunately, it will take some time. Since it's the beginning of the semester, we've been a bit busy. We expect to restock by the end of the month.
Oh, that's too late for me. I'm going to have to cancel the order.
Sure. You paid by credit card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure the transaction gets canceled. We're really sorry for the inconvenience.
It's okay. I'll just go and buy it at the store. Customer service, may I help you?
Hi, my name is Jane. I bought a vacuum cleaner at your department store yesterday, and it's not working.
Is the power light on?
Yes, it is.
Did you read through the manual?
Yes, I did, but I can't find what's wrong with it. Excuse me, can I ask you something?
Sure, what is it?
Where should I go to renew my driver's license?
Right here. This is the window for license renewals.
Oh, great. My license expires tomorrow.
Okay, you need to fill out a renewal form.
Where can I get the form? What's up, Mike? Where are you going?
Hi, Judy. I'm going to the gym.
Which gym do you go to?
The Johnson Fitness Center.
Didn't that place close down?
Yes, it did, but they reopened it recently.
Oh, I should stop by sometime to check out the gym.
Would you like to come along with me today? What are you looking for?
I can't find my wallet.
Oh, no. When was the last time you saw your wallet?
I had put gas in my car, so I had it at the gas station.
Then it must be in the car, because we haven't stopped anywhere else.
Ah, I guess it is. I must have dropped it in the car.
Do you want me to lend you some money?
Hey,
Susan. How have you been?
Peter, I'm good, thanks. And you? How was your business trip?
It was tough, but successful. Was everything all right while I was out of town?
Yes, everything was good.
That's great. By the way, did something happen between Tom and Judy?
Why do you ask?
Well, this morning Tom and I were talking in the office.
And?
And Judy came in to ask me a question, but she was completely ignoring Tom the whole time.
I guess they had another quarrel.
Question.
What does the man want to know about?